A somber vigil. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Queen Elizabeth's four children standing alongside her coffin moments ago at an ancient church in Scotland where a service of thanksgiving was held earlier today. King Charles returning to St. Giles Cathedral after addressing the Scottish Parliament.
My mother felt, as I do, the greatest admiration for the Scottish people, for their magnificent achievements, and their indomitable spirit.
Pledging again to follow her example of lifelong service. President Biden spending much of his day in Boston, focusing in part on infrastructure.
Speaking at Boston's Logan Airport, President Biden lamented the state of U.S. terminals.
Not a single solitary American airport, not one, ranks in the top 25 in the world.
But the president says record investments from the bipartisan infrastructure law will turn that trend, including a $50 million modernization project at Logan's Terminal E.
A bright modern terminal. You know you're in the 21st century, in the greatest country in the world, one of the finest cities in the country.
The infrastructure law sets aside about $15 billion in airport-related projects.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Time's running out on the current contract in a vital link for the nation's supply chain. More than 90,000 workers on freight railroads.
The folks that are operating the trains, they say, have to work much harder, longer hours, not a lot of time off, on call all the time. That's the sticking point. The contract offer right now that the Presidential Emergency Board put out there, retro pay raises of 24% over the next 5 years, cash bonuses.
Fox Business's Jeff Flock. Some unions already approving the offer, but others are holding out. A cooling off period imposed by President Biden 2 months ago ends on Friday when a strike could begin if there's no deal. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A university in Washington State has a court fight on its hands over its employment policy for the LGBTQ community.
Six students and 10 staff members at Seattle Pacific University, a Christian school, suing the Board of Trustees over a policy preventing people in same-sex relationships from having full-time jobs, claiming the guidelines are illegal and reckless, calling for the university's interim president to be removed and for monetary damages to be determined at trial. Earlier this year, Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson began investigating possible discriminatory employment policies and practices at the school. The board filing a federal lawsuit against Ferguson, saying it was protecting its freedom to choose employees on the basis of religion, free from government interference or intimidation.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. A fight over classified documents seized by the FBI at the former president's Florida home may have a long way to go. Court documents show former President Trump is objecting to the Justice Department's proposed candidates for special master, the third-party reviewer of materials recently approved by the judge, in order the Justice Department is already appealing. A rocket carrying an uncrewed space capsule fails shortly after takeoff.
Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company has been launching people into suborbital flights for a while aboard their craft called New Shepard. An uncrewed flight this morning was going as normal until its booster rocket caught fire during ascent.
It appears we've experienced an anomaly with today's flight. This was unplanned and we don't have any details yet. But our crew capsule was able to escape successfully.
From Blue Origin's own flight telecast, the capsule's abort system, where it detaches and uses its own engines to get away from the exploding rocket, worked perfectly, and the capsule parachuted to the ground as expected. Eben Brown, Fox News.
An hour to the close, the Dow's up 205. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.